are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's time for the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Audiology Associates, VistaCare, and Lee Real Estate. And joining me from the South Dakota Discovery Center this morning is Bree Oatman. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
It's been a little bit since
we've
chatted, but you've got, as always, fun things coming up at the Discovery Center. You wanted to talk about a couple of initiatives first off.
Yeah. So a couple things that are kind of new and exciting. We actually are going to be celebrating the grand opening of our new soils exhibit not this coming Friday, but the next Friday. I think it's the 24th. I have my calendar dates right.
Sounds about right, yeah.
On a calendar somewhere in the room.
Because I believe this Friday is the 17th, so yes, yeah, it should be the 24th.
So we will be having a grand opening ceremony in the evening to celebrate the new soils exhibit that we have. And one of the things that we're trying to do with the soils exhibit is actually kind of create an immersive experience. So when you're walking through it, you're kind of in the dirt.
Right.
And it includes costumes of different microorganisms that help keep our soil healthy, like tardigrade costume or a planarian costume or rotifer costume, sorry. But what we'd like to do is have the ceiling kind of look like if you were in the dirt and looked up and you would see all these root structures and so on in different colors of soil and rocks and fungus and everything. We want to have the ceiling have those things, but made from textile fiber art. So we're calling all crocheters, all knitters, if you would like to contribute to our ceiling art project representing roots or dirt and however way you interpret that. Mm-hmm. We're inviting people to submit panels. And so this is a great opportunity to get rid of some random scraps of yarn you might have in a closet somewhere. Or you can come and donate yarn, and I will crochet or another colleague will knit, and we'll put this together. But we're hoping to kind of do a patchwork collage of all of these different fiber art pieces that people contribute on our ceiling in the soil exhibit, and that'll be really cool.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting. So if somebody wants to do that, what do they do? Just stop in? Or
yeah, so if you've got soil, and actually soil comes in lots of different colors, you'd be amazed. But if you have kind of earth tone color yarn and you want to go ahead and create something, even just like flat panels and different types of stitches and so on, you can just drop those off at the Discovery Center. If you have yarn but you don't have time to do the work or you don't know how to do it, you can drop the yarn off at the Discovery Center. And if you have any questions, you can email me at BreeOatman@sd-discovery.org or call the Discovery Center 605-224-8295 and I can give you more information.
That sounds pretty interesting and kind of fun too.
Yeah, I have a ton of yarn, especially for my grandmother, that I need to get to work through. So
it comes in handy.
It does, yes.
Very nice. And what else is happening?
So the other thing that's happening is our Teen Science Cafe program has started up again for the school year. That is a youth program. It's run by youth for youth. And they basically meet a couple times a month on a Sunday evening. And they plan events for teens that talk about STEM careers and have fun hands-on activities. And they picked the Science of Fear for October.
Uh-huh.
And so they're working on planning that event. And so we will actually meet again this coming Sunday on the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Discovery Center for any teens that want to get involved and kind of take on a leadership role with that. They plan everything for that event, and we want to have kind of a haunted house theme and do some other fun stuff. So we need a lot of help for this one in particular, because there's going to be a lot of kind of planning that goes behind the scenes to make it happen. So that program is free, and that's open to all teens in the area that want to participate, whether they're in Fort Pierre or Pierre. And the other thing that's really exciting is we did some fundraising this summer and raised $5,000 to purchase or lease a new skybox, basically, to do planetarium shows.
Yes.
And we tried it out this last Saturday.
I heard you broke it in.
We did. And it's basically like a big hard drive, and it can connect to a computer or a tablet. And then you can do any kind of star show you would do, like in our traditional dome that we take out on the road. And we haven't been able to use that dome since February of 2020 because of COVID concerns.
Right.
And so that technology needs to have a fishbowl lens to project on a curved surface. And the new tech we have can go on any surface. So we tried it out at the amphitheater at Oahe Downstream Recreation Area on Saturday night. We had activities before the sunset, some fun hands-on activities related to the night sky. And then we had a star show and tested out the equipment. And then we had telescopes out and binoculars. And we had an amazing view of the moon. And we actually got to see three of Jupiter's moons through one of the telescopes. They were all perfectly aligned next to the planet. And we saw the rings on Saturn.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. We had about 60 people come out for that. That was great. There were even families who camped on purpose just because they knew that that was going to be happening and they could be there in the campground.
That is awesome. And yeah, this has so many different options available to you that you've still, you know, yet to explore, and you're going to be able to share with everybody.
Yes. Yeah, we're actually really excited. We recently partnered with the South Dakota After School Network, who serves after-school programs all over the state. And they have three trailers that any after-school program can check out. They're called Think, Make, Create trailers. And those are checked out for free, and you get them for about a month. And it's basically everything you would need to create a pop-up makerspace for 30 days. It has the tables, the pop-up tent, all of the supplies, binders with instructions. And we wrote a mini grant a few weeks ago to basically outfit those trailers with some new kits that relate to the Webb Space Telescope launch that's going to be happening in December. And then also kind of connecting to Lakota Star Knowledge, and then with the opportunity to then have those programs work with us to have a star show. And the great thing about this new tech is we could do star shows remotely. So you could be in you know, the far corners of South Dakota in a really rural area and have a youth program and put all the kids in a room with a big screen, and we could Zoom with you and do a star show and just project it to that big screen and not have to be on the road, which is nice. I mean, we like being able to go out on the road, but we can't be in all places at once. And so this gives us a lot more flexibility in terms of how we can reach more youth in the state with science education. So we're really excited about that. We got the grant. So this will allow us to have this trailer go to three locations and us to do some really direct kind of outreach with them, and then hoping to reach at least six others this fall through kind of a remote star show using the technology.
Very nice. Yeah, that is a fun tool to have, and there's going to be some great things that you're just going to be able to do with this moving forward.
Yes, yeah.
So if people are interested in being part of the Discovery Center, or they have any questions, how do they find out the answers and reach out to you, Bree?
Our website is a great resource. That's sd-discovery.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can stop by anytime. You can also call us at 224-8295. We are still raising money to be able to purchase that equipment. So it's $5,000 for a year lease to try it out. And then we need another $5,000 to actually be able to purchase it outright. To own the equipment.
So that'd be a great thing to contribute to.
Yes, you can. We actually have purchase a star, basically, and we're hanging those on the windows in our building. Those are $25, and we welcome larger donations as well.
Fantastic. Well, always nice to have you here, Bree, and I look forward to talking to you folks again next week.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
There's Bree Obin from the South Dakota Discovery Center. Always, always some fun things going on at the Discovery Center. So stop on by and visit them online. There is the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Audiology Associates, VistaCare,